This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been a large oil spill off the Southern California coast in the area of Huntington Beach in what local officials called an environmental catastrophe. An estimated 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels had spread in oil slick covering 13 square miles of the Pacific Ocean since it was first reported on Saturday morning. Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr.
Our wetlands are being degraded and portions of our coastline are now covered in oil. I want to reassure everyone that the overall cleanup effort is being expertly coordinated right now.
Carr said the oil rig was operated by Beta Offshore, a California subsidiary of Houston-based Amplify Energy Corporation, and they were assisting in the cleanup efforts. The Supreme Court will be busy starting Monday as a new term begins. Some of the issues to be addressed, abortion, gun rights, and school vouchers, to mention a few. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As the hunt for Brian Laundrie continues, he is a person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide and is wanted for bank fraud. Hiker Dennis Davis over the weekend swears he had an encounter with Brian Laundrie Saturday morning on the Appalachian Trail near the border of North Carolina and Tennessee. Davis claims Brian hailed him down and said, "Man, I'm lost." Davis said, "What are you trying to find?" And the man said, "Me and my girlfriend got in a fight, but she called me and said she loves me, and I have to get to California to see her." Dennis went on to say he was worried and not making any sense. The man Davis cited drove a white or light-colored pickup resembling a Ford F-150 and wore a dark bandana on his head. Protesting intensified at the home of Cassie Laundrie, that's a sister of Brian, in Northport, Florida.
Ridiculous. You guys need to help this woman that you guys told you love. She deserves better than the dirty laundry. She deserves better. She deserves to be here today.
If you know something, call 1-800-CALL-FBI. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States, Adela Raz, has lost her country and her faith in the United States government. Her life's work of liberating women and girls has evaporated. She shared her despair with Axios.
Look, when he first came to office, we were all super excited that he won't withdraw or he will change the deal. And I even reached out to some of my principals and I said, we should not really buy into this la-la land. We should really be serious. I think everybody hoped that he would put a stronger condition, which he didn't, which he did not. It was very well accepted. To me and to a lot of us, we said, the U.S. troops will withdraw. But there has to be conditions on Taliban that they commit to the achievements that the Afghan society has made.
The ambassador, as well as many around the world, have lost faith in America's leadership role as democracy's beacon of light.
I don't think so. He said U.S. could not be the police of the world to protect women in any other country. What type of tools are left right now to pressure Taliban that they respect the human rights? Sorry, I trust and believe the people. I mean, I've lost some trust in the U.S. policies, and I think probably government policies, including my own leadership and government policies. And I'm reflecting and saying how effective I was, or I wasn't. I think it is a big question that I don't have the right type of answer.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Easy, right? Well, this is what happens when you allow somebody else to do the job that you're responsible for. The ruling elite loves to take over. They're happy to take over our lives because that's the end game for them. Because they really believe. I mean, I know this is kind of hard for you to believe this, but they really think they can do a better job with your life than you can, as evidenced with COVID and all that's associated with it. With us right now is the founder and president of American Faith, Phil Hotzenpiller. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Greetings from the belly of the beast. What else can I say?
I think
it just
we're
keeps getting better and better out here.
I think we're all in the belly of the beast. That's really what it comes down to. Although it's interesting because you have what is being set up, and really you got to put it where it belongs. I mean, this onus really falls at the feet of the Democratic Party, Phil. They've been orchestrating this thing nonstop, and now it's red states against blue states. And vaccinated against unvaccinated. I mean, these are the bifurcated parts that they want to have each other, you know, at each other's throats over, right?
Oh, exactly. And I never really thought some of the early theorists who said there will be a time where there will be states that will secede from the union. And now I believe it. I actually believe that there's going to be an initiative in the next 5 years. And some states will actually pull out of the United States.
Well, we know that Texas, by statute, has the ability. I'm sure there's probably a couple other states, and also there's been a movement. We've got, I think we're about six states away. I can't remember the exact number here of where we're, you know, there are already states calling for a convention of the states to where they can take control of the government once again. Because, again, what people need to be aware of, I mean, this was an amazing list of factoids that I ran across here, Phil. It says the 13th Amendment, for example, abolished slavery. Republican support, 100%. Democratic support, 23%. The 15th Amendment, right to vote for all, 100% Republican support. Democratic support, can you say nada? Can you say zero? Goose egg, that's what it was, for the right to vote. 14th Amendment gave citizenship to freed slaves, right? Republican support, 94%. Democratic support, bupkis, zero. Obamacare, for example. Obamacare, this is it. Obamacare, Republican support, zero. Democratic support, 86%.
Wow.
It's quite telling when you look at the facts like this, but yet Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats would want you to believe otherwise because they've been supported by a propagandized media.
Yeah, and I think that there's the key right there, and that's what will drive people literally out of the union. If that happens, it's mm-hmm. going to be things like that where we can't get truth. We can't get the lifestyle we want. Our economy's bad. I mean, I just got back from a speaking tour. I was in, D.C., Colorado Springs, and Tulsa. And I will say that in all three places, believe it or not, the gas was a whole lot cheaper than it was in California.
Oh, yeah.
I got back, and it was only $4.59 when I left, and it's $4.85 now when I returned after 7 days.
Well, because California has designer gas. You know, fashion is expensive.
Yeah. It's Gucci. It's Gucci gas. It's, you've lost.
Man, I was born and raised there, and when I come back, I know I have to take a loan. You know, there's not enough in my ATM just to handle the gas prices when I go to California about every 6 to 8 weeks, you know, so it's been crazy. But, you know, to your earlier point, and I don't know if you caught this last night, with the 60 Minutes Facebook whistleblower, Frances Haugen. You know, in terms of what Facebook has done to manipulate the algorithms to do things that only prosper them, and they could care less about the damage that they're doing to people and how they psychologically, she cited young girls, how these girls are being manipulated into this negative reporting because it becomes addictive. And they, you know, they know it's bad, but they can't help themselves. They got to reengage, even though the information that's being fed to them on purpose because of the algorithms by Facebook in order to generate more clicks. It's all about clicks. It's not about your daughter. It's not about your daughter's mental health. I don't even know that they're sad, you know, when, you know, they see the number of teen suicides continuing to increase. And they just ignore that somehow they could be responsible for some of this activity. Is this incredible?
It is incredible. And I'm going to go a little bit further down the road. I'm going to go to, there's been a long-term agenda. I mean, this reaches back to probably the 60s, maybe before, mm-hmm. for depopulation. There's not this big-time love to see how many people we can get on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. There's a theory that this land cannot sustain that many people well.
Well, that's what Bill Gates. That's what Bill Gates and Margaret Sanger believed in. You know,
exactly.
So you're exactly right. This goes back to the turn of the 20th century, in the early 1900s. You know that they just, audaciously. Of course, Bill Gates wasn't around then, but he's picked up the mantle. He definitely believes that the Earth is not big enough to sustain the population that we have right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they haven't driven in Oklahoma lately because I'm telling you what, there's plenty of room out there.
Right.
When I was driving from Tulsa to Broken Arrow, I thought, you know, there's no shortage of space for people. We can put them right here.
Yes. Yeah, could you imagine you get a couple of construct companies out there, and, man, they'll make it look like a planned community overnight, won't they?
Well, I will say this. I was talking to a builder, and he said they're from out-of-state sales, so people moving in from out of state, mm-hmm. they're up 55% this year already.
Wow.
And they say every single one of them, this guy's in charge of a large builder, I won't mention the name, so I'm not getting paid for it, but he says that every single one of them says they're moving from blue states into Oklahoma.
Well, you know what we ought to do when you move in from a blue state to a red state? We're going to give you a constitutional exam. And, this is all part of the prequal. If you understand the Constitution, welcome to a red state. If you don't, maybe you need to keep that stuff out. Go get educated. Go take a nighttime course or something. And then come into a red state so that you can add to the significance and the growth and prosperity of a red state, not bring your blue state mentality into it that just says, like you said earlier, I mean, this is the big ruse. They just keep giving free stuff to people. And when they do that, it's a dumbing down process in every sense, intellectually, productivity-wise, ambition. It's all muted, Phil.
Yeah, it is. It really is. After this break, I want to pick that very theme up because a good friend of mine has been asked as a politician to endorse other politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you haven't memorized the Constitution, I won't endorse you.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing we need
to uphold it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the other thing we ought to do too with that is say that if you haven't read the bill, you can't vote on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
We'll just throw that in. I like that too. Hey, stay with us. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The COVID-19 pandemic has been felt around the world, and the Tide Ministry has had to adjust some of our programs on the ground in India, Nepal, and Bhutan to accommodate recent pandemic guidelines. The adult literacy classes in these regions, which previously met in person, have been impacted. Thankfully, the teachers on the ground have come up with creative solutions and are going to individuals' homes to meet with them, check up on their well-being, and make them aware of any COVID procedure updates. It is vital that we continue to connect with people like this all around the world to remind them that they are not alone and that they are not only important to us here at the Tide Ministry, but also to their Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
That's the way life is, isn't it? Sometimes, you know, I used to have a saying, Phil, in my office. It's just, you know, remember that saying that it was by Anonymous, you know, that great philosopher? And it said, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal, right? And I changed it one day as I was praying, and I thought, I got to change that to where, you know, and so I canceled off, you know, off the goal. When you take your eyes off the goal, when you take your eyes off his goal, and capital H. And, you know, and people would come into my office and go, ooh, okay, that's interesting. And, but it was profound for me because I realized, when I am, you know, honoring God first, you know, things start to fall in line. Even in the middle of the chaos, there's still sense being made. You know that, you know, like Danny Gokey is singing, that maybe you just haven't seen it yet, but the hope's always there because we can put our trust in Him who has continually been faithful toward us, can't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the governor came back, you know, with a mandate for all 12-year-old plus students in California have to have the vaccine, private and public school. Mm-hmm. And that just gives me a pain I can't locate. But for the first time, I have seen in my church, in any church I've ever been in, a widespread burden on the part of moms like I've never seen.
Yeah.
They just are beside themselves, and it's just a crying out. And, you know, I spoke yesterday on courage and faith, and people were just so respondent to that. Yeah. Because we're living in a time that I can only describe as biblical oppression.
Yes.
In California. Mm-hmm. And I can't speak of any other state because I don't live there, don't know what they're going through. I'm sure they've got their challenges as well.
Well, New York's well celebrated and well documented. We get reports every day about New York, you know, new oppressive laws and all that. And of course, they're firing all the teachers. They, you know, the clock went out on them. If they hadn't been vaccinated, you know, they can't come to the classroom. And, you know, which is interesting. But yes, it's taking all forms and fashion, particularly in the blue states, as you mentioned.
Yeah. And I really believe that, you know, one of the things that we do see historically is in times of great oppression comes great strength and great optimism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to put your hands around when you're living in, you know, a crazy world economy like we're living in. You know, the average home price now is $806,000 in California.
Yeah.
Now think about that. That's average. How'd you like to be getting out of college and try to face that?
Oh yeah, no question. I mean, and you're still trying to choke down. On top of that, you're trying to choke down $100,000-$150,000 tuition debt.
Yep. And then you're looking at going like, is it even worth living here? I mean, literally, that's what people are thinking. I mean, we've had a number of people move, but we're going to see more move. You know, depending on, you know, this is the first time that California this year has had more people leave. We've actually had a decline in our population. That's very unusual for a state like California.
I'd be interested to know how many businesses in that group. I mean, businesses have been leaving, you know, by the bucket load. I mean, the number one U-Haul rental one way out of the state is the state of California.
Well, the good thing is that Governor Newsom got Realtor of the Year because he's moved so many people out of state.
Yes. Well, and you mentioned that. I mean, that's a whole nother cabal there too, with this this new order that he signed, and that allows I guess it allows I may not have this right, but an element of eminent domain for these single family homes to be leveled and to where they can have multiple units, because guess what? The state makes more money with multiple units than these old single family homes that are just, you know, lying there that maybe, you know, parents, grandparents have bought years ago for, you know, $10,000. And, you know, and the government being what it is that, you know, Phil, they don't want people to gain wealth.
They really don't want the people. When they see that you've got a couple hundred thousand in your bank account, they we got to figure out. And this is why this move by Biden, to where, you know, you got these all these IRS agents, something like 80,000 IRS agents they're proposing to hire with this new $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure alleged bill, is they want to be on top of people. You know what? Every $600 increment. They're going to monitor every $600 increment in and out of your bank account. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
This is scary stuff.
Well, and the 600 number is strategic because of how much money they gave people for not working during the pandemic. So 600 is their magic number. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that Biden's liking the number 6. I don't know if you heard him. When they asked him the question, they said, when's this bill going to get passed? He said, I don't care if it's 6 minutes, 6 hours, or 6 days, but it'll get passed. And I thought, that's a little freaky for me.
Exactly.
Put three sixes together, I don't like it.
I'm like you, and I know some people may think, oh, man, you're getting carried away. But, you know, the deal is, this is the thing. I always say, evil self-indicts. And take that in stride, okay? I'm not necessarily saying the President of the United States is evil. He's certainly influenced, isn't he?
I think he's evil. Sorry. He's evil.
Okay.
There's nobody that can call for the destruction of babies, even at birth, and not be evil.
Yeah.
So,
putting that context, I would agree with you. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And, cause I'm very passionate about saving unborn and giving them a voice. You know, what has happened to the unborn for so long? I mean, you talked about, Black America. I mean, you know, you're talking an entire generation labor force has been eradicated at the hands of Planned Parenthood and these well-meaning liberals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, that's what I mean. We're living in, you know, I said, here's the good news. I said to some people after church yesterday, I said, I think it was 14 out of the 17 kings of Israel were evil and were bad kings. Mm-hmm. But God still worked in the midst of oppression, difficulty, and challenges. So even though we don't like it, and even though we want to live in an environment that's healthy to in all aspects, God is still God, and we don't want to forget that one. That's a big one.
Amen.
That needs to stay on the forefront of every believer's mind, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is God does appoint leaders. And for whatever reason, if you think on that in just a moment, you say, oh God, why did you appoint Joe Biden? I mean, was it to expose our disconnection with you? Was it to, you know, what aspect of exposure needed to be brought into the light by having Joe Biden become the 46th president of the United States? And upend all these foundational issues, things that go back to our Constitution, that clearly your hand, I believe, God's very hand wrote, you know, and gave us the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution in almost the same manner in which he gave Moses the Ten Commandments, I believe.
Well, I'm gonna take another stab into the deep here.
Okay, we got a minute. We got a minute and a half. So, okay, I got my floaties on. Let's go.
Joe Biden was elected president because Christians were more in tune with feel-good words than they were with principles of righteousness. They objected to Donald Trump and his manner, and they didn't care. And now, I just was talking to a very liberal person who said, I so regret voting for Joe Biden. The number is 33% of the people who voted for him are now in regret. And I said, well, you should be, because I blame you, because you picked up this pathetic paddle that you're going to of righteousness that was false righteousness, and now we're all living in oppression because of you. So I blame Christians, I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's a good point, because what is our mandate, Phil, as people of faith?
Well, it's certainly not to worry about offensive tweets. It's certainly to say what policies most align with conservative righteousness, Christian values.
Exactly.
And you saw that coming. I mean, anybody with half a brain could see what he was all about.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to think, worry. He's not an old school liberal. He's a progressive, radical socialist. That's what he is.
And at every turn, he has devastated, caused
all kinds of havoc and devastation to our country. Phil Hotzenfiller, as always, appreciate the time. God bless.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been a large oil spill off the Southern California coast in the area of Huntington Beach in what local officials called an environmental catastrophe. An estimated 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels had spread in an oil slick covering 13 square miles of the Pacific Ocean since it was first reported on Saturday morning. Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr.
Our wetlands are being degraded and portions of our coastline are now covered in oil. I want to reassure everyone that the overall cleanup effort is being expertly coordinated right now.
Carr said the oil rig was operated by Beta Offshore, a California subsidiary of Houston-based Amplify Energy Corporation, and they were assisting in the cleanup efforts. The Supreme Court will be busy starting Monday as a new term begins. Some of the issues to be addressed: abortion, gun rights, and school vouchers, to mention a few. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You know, studies have shown that people have continued to delay doctor's visits throughout the pandemic, which is especially concerning for more than 34 million people in the United States who have diabetes. And now here to tell us why we shouldn't delay care and how technology can meet some of the current health challenges is Dr. Thomas Grace. He's the director of the Blanchard Valley Diabetes Center. Dr. Grace, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, we've unfortunately seen that during this pandemic, it's not only disrupt our daily lives, but it's really postponed care and especially in the primary care space. We haven't been getting the care that we've needed for some of our chronic illnesses, especially diabetes.
Exactly. What do you think in terms of percentage? Are we talking about 50%?
Yeah, we recently saw a study that said one-third of patients older than 65 have delayed getting care for chronic illnesses.
Oh, wow.
And we know that the CDC lists diabetes as the seventh leading cause of death, and so that's not something that we want to be taking lightly. We want to be on top of our care for diabetes, which in reality is a very preventable disease. 40 years ago, we used to tell our patients that your life expectancy is shortened from having this. And now we know that if we can keep our blood sugars under optimal control, our life expectancy should be normal. We can live a healthy life. The key there is watching our blood sugars closely and keeping them under the best control that we can.
Well, Dr. Grace, you know, some people might be hesitant to come in for care because of, you know, this pandemic and everybody's hands being full, and they're delaying it out of consideration for that. But actually, what you're saying is that they're complicating the problem, and they're really not part of the solution by delaying care, right?
Yes, absolutely. What happens with diabetes is the longer you keep putting it off, the worse it gets. And so recently, we've really been taking advantage of one of the newer technologies in the diabetes space, which is something called a continuous glucose monitor. And basically what that is it's a patch that you wear on your body, which will send your blood sugar right to a receiver, which can be your cell phone or something provided by Dexcom, the company. And what that allows the patient to do is see their blood sugars in real time. It's a very big transition from asking patients to poke their finger and get a reading maybe once or twice a day, which is really just a very limited insight to what's going on throughout the day. Whereas these new continuous glucose monitors can give you upwards of 288 readings throughout the day to be able to see what's going on. And how that really benefits the patient and why I'm here to talk to you is patients are able to see what's happening when they eat food A, B, or C, but compare that to food X, Y, or Z, and they're learning throughout the day. They learn what happens when they take their medications. They learn what happens when they go for a walk. And this has really been a big help for people with diabetes.
Yeah, Dr. Grace, this technology that you've been sharing with us has been around for a while, and I've been seeing a lot of happy faces of people with diabetes because now they get immediate feedback on the things that they eat, and, you know, they can tell right away if, you know, a particular food is not setting well for them. This is just incredible, you know, what is available to people right now. But in terms of diabetes and the damage that's done because somebody has ignored it for a couple of months, is that damage once and for all, or is it, you know, can it be rectified?
So as far as the damage, there's a multitude of things that are affected by diabetes. As a matter of fact, I say to my patients, everything in your body is dependent on sugar. And so if you let your sugars go out of control, literally anything can be affected. There are some things that if they happen to patients with diabetes that are hard to reverse. Other things, the better you control your sugars looking forward, those you can make improvements. So as diabetes affects everything, it's hard to speak to individual things, problems. In my clinic, though, what we try and do is we're forward-looking. We want the patients to get their blood sugars under the optimal control so they don't develop those problems. That's the way to treat diabetes is to prevent those things from ever happening.
Who is the optimum patient for continuous glucose monitoring?
If you have diabetes, then you're the optimal patient. There isn't anyone in my mind that shouldn't be using this technology. Are you taking medications to control your blood sugar? Then you deserve to be able to see your blood sugar in real time. And it's approved for children ages 2 and older, and I have a few 90-year-old patients on this. It really adds a lot more than just the ability to see your blood sugars. There's alerts that are the Dexcom system that'll let you know if your blood sugar is about to go low or if it is low. There's alerts that will tell you that your blood sugar is high. And a few of my patients that are on dependent care, what's nice about this system is that you can share your data with other loved ones. Worried that mom or dad aren't taking their medications or that their blood sugar is going high or low? Well, you can have access to that in real time. As a clinician, having my patients on this technology has really helped through the pandemic, as I'm able to view their blood sugars in real time remotely from my office. So that's really been beneficial for the patients as well.
Dr. Grace, you say, considering the technology and how far we've come, really, you know, compared to, you know, 20, 30 years ago, when all you had to look forward to was pricking your finger all the time and getting, you know, some scant information about your diabetes. I mean, this is really a game changer.
Absolutely. I describe this technology as the best thing for people with diabetes since the invention of insulin. You know, insulin in itself has only been around 100 wasn't really commercially available for 50. So if you had diabetes before then, that was a diagnosis of death. And so since the invention of insulin, the ability to see your blood sugars in real time has been the next biggest thing. You know, it's not uncommon that patients come in with taking several medications and they start using this technology, and we're able to get them down to maybe one or even zero medications because they're able to change because they can see what they're doing. Knowledge is power. The more knowledge you have about your disease, the better off you're going to be. And there isn't anything on the market that can give you more knowledge than the Dexcom G6 system.
We're talking with Dr. Grace. He is the director of the Blanchard Valley Diabetes Center in Findlay, Ohio. Also serves on the Ohio State Medical Association Physician Advisory Committee as an advisor for diabetes. Dr. Grace, how easy is this technology to use?
I would say it's kind of like riding a bike. You may tinker with it a little at the beginning, but once you're able to do it, you're up and running. And so I have a lot of patients that are fearful of technology and that this looks complicated. It's absolutely not. You put a patch on, it's on you for 10 days, and you're getting continuous readings for those 10 days, and then you change the patch, and you're up and running again. Wow. So on a scale of 0 to 10, I would give it a 1. So not very complicated at all.
Is CGM covered by insurance or Medicare?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Dexcom system is covered by 99% of private insurances, Medicaid and Medicare. And so we know that Medicare's open enrollment is starting soon, and a lot of listeners out there are thinking about their health care. This is something that it's easy to use. We're trying to spread word and awareness of this technology. And so you can ask your providers about getting this. There's a website you can go to, www.dexcom.com. It's got a lot of information on there. And the people at Dexcom are very happy to help the listeners if they need help or are interested in this product.
Dr. Grace, we wrap things up. Two big takeaways here is that, if you need care, get care. Do not delay your care for diabetes. Number two, continuous glucose monitoring. It is the game changer that you should get involved with if you have diabetes.
Absolutely. The biggest takeaway there is definitely don't delay care. And then number two is the CGMs, they're here to stay. They were a newer technology that's been around for a while, but really recently they've really become the game changer, as we don't need to poke our fingers anymore, and we can see our blood sugars in real time. And they're, again, giving us knowledge about our disease, and that gives us the power to take care of it.
Dr. Grace, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks again, Bill.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Can I get a weight reading on the Katten Exam 3?
Missouri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Cattail checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Hey, a little quid pro quo here. It didn't hurt anybody, right? Look at, you be my bodyguard. I'll be your long-lost pal. It's just that simple. Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. From Ryman Paul Simon to Adam Holtz, and hey, he doesn't care about any Ryman Schmeiman. It doesn't matter. He's the director for Focus on Families, PluggedIn.com, and we're talking about our culture, family-friendly movies, streaming and DVDs, all at the website PluggedIn.com. Hey, Mr. Adam, how we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Saw a great movie documentary the other night that chances are you probably caught it too. The Jesus Music documentary. Did you get a chance to see that? Isn't that awesome?
You know what? I honestly have not seen it, but we have reviewed it. I had an extensive conversation with Paul Acey, one of our writers and staff people who saw it. And, I mean, he loved it. And in terms of digging into the history of CCM, where it came from, how it arose out of the whole Jesus People movement in the early 70s, and then chronicling, obviously the big wigs, Amy Grant and Michael Smith and so on. Dealing, I think, pretty realistically with some of the under the surface stuff that maybe isn't quite as pretty as, or,
It was honest.
Yeah, it was honest.
Talking about Amy's divorce and, you know, and then the marriage with Vince Gill and what that did, you know, in terms of her popularity and, you know, concerts being canceled. And,
yep.
You know, it's kind of amazing. You know, it's like a friend of mine to this day said that if, you know, Peter was around, he'd still be on timeout, you know, by the modern church.
Right.
You know, the idea of forgiveness is just not palpable for the self-righteous modern day church at times, which is amazing.
Well, and, you know, I think as much as we get on the left for cancel culture, we are certainly capable of it, too. And I think in some ways, Amy Grant got canceled before anybody was talking about cancel culture. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is that and how did she handle it? You know, I thought it was, you know, with you know, some classes, she understood people didn't understand her story.
Right.
And there was a lot more to it, like always. And it's like, okay, what are we supposed to do? Have her in front of the entire world and, you know, laying out her burden and, you know, like that's necessary? I mean, that's not what God tells us to do. He tells us, look, that if you got, you know, you got a problem, you confess your sins one to another, that you may pray for another, that you may be healed. He doesn't say you go in front of, you know, the convention of the states to say, look, here's my problem. Here's what I was struggling with. And, you know, because everybody's going to have a different idea and opinion. And all she, you know, she needed some time for people to realize, okay, she was genuine. Because I remember, you know, seeing Amy in concert. I think it was at the Greek Theater. And her connection, her, you know, and how she related to God and the way, you know, she pronounced that at her concerts. I mean, you could tell that this was a woman of God and she had a real special relationship with God. And I do have to admit that I saw her afterwards at another concert and you could tell that, you know, there was something that she was going through. Now, some people could look at that and judge and say, you know, she's not a Christian or whatever. And
right.
And here she is. She's a Christian with a heavy heart, dealing with some decisions that have been made, and you know, no, but as she said in the movie, which is really touching, is that, you know, she innocently went into this. I mean, she never thought she was good enough that people would pay her. In fact, when the first time I think she had a gig, they were going to pay her $300, and she misunderstood and thought that she had to pay them $300 to perform. You know, so just amazing. And then when you think about the bridge that she was to all these other artists that, you know, came into Christian music because of her.
Yeah.
It is amazing how she supported people. So it gives you a different light. And there it is, I guess, for people to see and maybe ask God to forgive them, that maybe they were one of the actors in the story of Job, you know, one of the friends who came and saw Amy at a distance, you know, bleeding and trying to scratch herself up with pottery because she just was hurting so much, you know, over her life and how people were misrepresenting it. And, you know, even Michael W. Smith, who, you know, they're joined at the hip, these two, just said that he was very, you know, heartbroken and disturbed by it. And but I mean, just this the whole presentation of this documentary, like you said, it's a bit of a ride because it takes you back, you know, to the 70s. I happened to be in Southern California at the time, you know, and was attending.
You were right there.
Yeah, I mean, I was attending Chuck Smith's church, you know, Calvary, saw what was happening. Of course, subsequently, I wasn't around so much when Keith Green was there because Keith used to, you know, I don't want to say he was performing because that's not, he would not go with performing because he wasn't about performing. In fact, you know, they even said that Keith Green, had he not been such a rebel in giving his music away for free, he would have made a ton of flipping money, but that's not what it was about.
Right.
You know, for Keith, it was about evangelism. It was about bringing people into the kingdom. And, he, you know, even when he lived in Encino, he had people that, you know, I mean, I don't know. He must have been supporting, you know, over a dozen families that lived with him there, right?
Right. And, no, that's right. And unfortunately, you know, he was taken from us far too soon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember the story in the biography about him that I think his wife Melody wrote, you know, at one point he was doing a concert and he felt like it was too much about him and he got under the piano and quit performing, you know?
Well, that happened at Calvary. That happened at Calvary as well. You know, people would come in and take pictures of him and stuff and he stopped. He says, look, if you think this is about me and if you flash one more, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
This is not about me. If you're not here to honor God, then, you know, I'd much rather you leave. And he was just that kind of, you know, that kind of committed Christian. And that's why the title of his book, No Compromise.
Exactly.
Because, you know, when you read that book, you know, Adam, you think, oh, my God, where's my faith?
Right. No, that's right. And, you know, and he had songs. I mean, this is a little bit of a tangent, but, you know, you love the world and you're avoiding me. You know, there's no feel good message there. I mean, he had a huge dose of prophet in him. Mm-hmm. And I think as we think about CCM in general, there, and even ministry, honestly, to be totally honest, there's always this tension between the purity of the desire to communicate the gospel. And when an organization or a church begins to grow, there is a business reality that has to be dealt with. And right. At times that business reality, I think, especially if you have an artist that is, you know, got a pretty pure spirit like Keith Green did, it feels unseemly, just to have to deal with all the money stuff.
Exactly. Well, and look what happened. I mean, in a short period of time, this has become a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
And the artists, I mean, we're blessed, you know, with the artists that perform. It gave them a canvas, so to speak, a platform in which to exercise their giftings and talents and give glory to God. I mean, I'll tell you, it really reconnects you with worship and helps you appreciate, and also reminds us that, you know, we need to pray for these artists. You know, these are fellow human beings who have been blessed by God with their talent that encourage us, that give us music, that, I mean, you hear the testimonies, Adam, of people, you know, I hear them on the radio, people just saying, I am so glad for this radio station and the music that you play, because I was down and out, I was on the verge of committing suicide, and I heard a Danny Gokey song, or I heard Phil Wickham's song, or, you know, something that just a praise song that stopped me from committing suicide. Mike, what is that? What is that worth?
Yeah, no, it's, you can't put a price on it. I mean, it sounds like a commercial, but it is priceless, right? I mean,
exactly.
Just the responsibility and the privilege that these artists have. And it comes with a burden, and it shouldn't surprise us that the enemy would want to tear it down, you know, because there's a proclamation of truth, there's a proclamation of the gospel, and there is a calling people to a message that's not the world's message, and they have a platform to do it. So, yeah, I mean, I think if you're a fan of CCM, the Jesus music, man, terrific movie to go watch, and it's actually on my to-watch list, too. I haven't quite gotten to it yet.
Take your friends and neighbors, your Bible study group, take them with you, and you will enjoy this. It will reconnect you. I mean, for those of us who happen to be around that period of time, another sweet story, which was amazing, and Michael W. Smith related, and I didn't realize the backstory on this, but his worship album that he did, remember he brought in all these top artists and told them, says, look, check your egos at the door. This isn't about it. We're just going to worship God and the whole deal and what they produced. And the backstory on this was that God kept waking him up in the middle of the night and left him with the impression, for such a time as this. He just kept hearing, for such a time as this, for such a time as this. And it's like, okay, well, what exactly is it about? And as he started to connect the dots, realized that God wanted him to do this worship album that is just unbelievable. And, you know, and when I go back and I listen to that music, and you have this sense of anointing, and that's Christianese terms for, you know, God's hand upon the music like this. And it's just so powerful. And little did he know that this was going to be a healing focus, because God knew 9/11 was coming, and this was all done prior to, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. That is exactly right.
You know, I'll tell you, and if that doesn't bring you to tears and cause you to thank God that God knew this was going to happen, and he was going to say, through this album and through this conglomeration of all these great artists coming together in unity to worship God, that this was going to be a great resource for everybody for such a time as this. Adam Holtz, thank you for coming with us. Appreciate it.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy.